friend in need.
It's the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do.
You should take the bracelet. I'm sure your wife would like it.
No, please, Sarah. Keep it.
Damn it, Jim. You're right, of course. I just want to know, if your wife weren't pregnant, would you? I'm sorry. Wasn't fair. Damn it, Jim.
Hero cop Lieutenant James Gordon today apprehended notorious narcotics dealer Jefferson Skeevers. Looks like Gordon's out to set a record. Right, Tom?
It sure does, Trish. He's caught a big fish this time. If Skeevers is convicted, this will be the fourth time he goes to prison. Bet they throw away the key.
Our arms are strong. Her whole body's strong. It's late. We both worked late again. I never get tired around her. She's requested a transfer. She's leaving Gotham City. I'm in love with her. It's the only thing to do.
Judge Rafferty set bail for Jefferson Skeevers. Surprisingly, Assistant District Attorney Harvey Dent did not argue with this decision.
I know you aren't on the take, and I don't think you're crazy. So tell me why you let them let Skeevers out on the street, Dent.
I understand how you feel, Lieutenant. Would you like to borrow my umbrella?
No, no, none of that. You stay clean until we've gotten you off.
Don't sweat it, babe. Just a couple of lines.
Dent and Gordon are hot for you, Skeevers. They'd love to catch you with your pants down.
Catch me? They call me, babe. And they let me go. And you got me a court order tying Gordon's hands. I mean, I'd be sweating, babe, if it wasn't for our cop. They nail me and I talk about Flass. And maybe Flass talks about Commissioner Lowe.
You say one word about Flass and they'll kill both of us, Skeevers. Now take that thing out of your nose and listen to me.
Just a couple of lines.
Where do I start? Bad enough you're black. I want you in a blue suit at the inquest. With a tie. Make it black. Same for the shoes. None of that pimp stuff. And when you smile at the jury, make it nice. Particularly the women.
I smiled at them, okay?
Just remember they've still got their clothes on.
Close the window.
What the hell? Skeevers, you alright?
I'm fine.
Better lay off that coke. Bad on the nerves.
You can never escape me. Bullets don't harm me. Nothing harms me. But I know pain. I know pain. Sometimes I share it with someone like you. And I just can't fathom what Dent was... Come in.
Wanna talk to Dent? Couple plea. Wanna talk about Flash?
Merkel, get Dent. Forget to tell the commissioner. I'm gone.
Sources inside the police department revealed that Gotham Police Detective Arno Flass has been implicated in Skeever's drug operation.
Detective Flass is a friend of mine, Gordon. You might have at least informed me of your plans before handing his head to internal affairs.
It was a slip, sir. Everybody's working such long hours.
Friendship, Gordon. Loyalty. These words still count for something in Gotham City. We took you in. Yes, we did. Blemishes and all. And you do have your blemishes. And you go and...
I've done exactly what I promised, Commissioner. You get my best work.
You get good press, I'll give you that. They like you, don't they? AG and his pack at the Gazette? But they don't know you. No, they don't. Not the way we know you. Terrible if they, or your wife, learn the special nature of your relationship with Sergeant Essen.
Walls have ears, Jimmy.
Commissioner Loeb assures Gotham that the manhunt for Batman continues, with the hero cop, James Gordon, on the case.
The butler makes us feel as welcome as a virus. He leads us through a few dozen rooms the size of small states to Wayne's study. Wayne's been out of the country. Wayne's had the flu. This morning I was told he had a hangover, but he'd see me. Better than having Barbara stay at home and worry about being so overdue.
Police Lieutenant and Mrs. Gordon, sir.
Mrs. Gordon, I'm charmed. Alfred, be a joy and get some glasses for our guest. And another bottle. This one's evaporated.
Little early in the day for us, thanks. Mr. Wayne, I don't want to waste your time.
My time is worthless, Lieutenant. Just ask Alfred.
Hmph.
I've been following your exploits, Lieutenant, and I must say that I'm impressed. You're getting as much press as Batman. It is Batman you want to talk about, isn't it? Something about my being him? Excuse me, it must be the champagne. I neglected to introduce my friend. You see, I'm not sure of her name, and she doesn't speak any language I know.
That must be convenient.
Barbara. Mr. Wayne, I need to know where you were on the following dates. He laughs and rings for his butler. His butler brings his datebook. I could auction off the phone numbers in his datebook for a fortune. They're all women. They're all famous. They're all beautiful.
He's a pig, Jim.
He's acting like one, that's for sure. But any man who'd wear a cape, and it's a cape, not wings, I've seen it. Anybody who wear a cape and hunt criminals might go pretty far to keep his secrets. Secrets. Damn it all.
Jim, why are you stopping?
Honey, there's something we have to talk about. Ten minutes he's been there. Now he's moving. Good. Alfred, how did you like my performance?
Positively vaudevillian, sir. I gather the remaining bottle of club soda may be left in its proper container. I suppose you'll take up flying next, like that fellow in Metropolis.
Skeevis told us where, when, and how much money you received, Flass. And you've been spending a lot more than you're earning.
You're facing 10 years in prison, Flass.
That's if Skeevis is alive enough to testify.
My client didn't mean that.
Yes, sir. I know about Sergeant Essen. Please don't bother me again.
Somebody slips rat poison into Skeever's food. Merkel gets his stomach pumped in time. Skeevers is still going to testify against Flass. Doesn't care that his attorney quit. Whatever he's scared of, it's... What's so funny, Dent?
Lieutenant Gordon? It's a boy. Your wife is fine.
Fourth in a daring series of cat burglaries, Commissioner Loeb's private collection of pop memorabilia is valued at $40,000.
$40,000? Sure. So where am I supposed to sell it? Thought he had jewels or paintings. Not now, Otto.
This one doesn't even work.
Loeb was quick to charge the Batman with the crime.
Batman? They're giving the credit to Batman. Aces.
Selina, you don't want them to know it was you.
Leaving Gotham to wonder, is Batman a vigilante? A thief? A Robin Hood? In other news, Detective Arnold Flass faces indictment tomorrow on those drug charges.
I hear Roman's got a fortune in old stuff. Maybe I'll give him a scratch or two before I steal it. Won't think it's Batman if I give him a scratch. Where did I put that damn costume?
I don't want to be a friend to you.
I fixed it, Selina. Hello, may you enjoy the party?
Selena, I fixed it.
Scratch him on the face. Just once. He could use it.
Industry experts were stunned by the demonstration of unheard possibilities for lightweight, durable plastics by Wayne Chemicals today.
Mr. Fox was kind enough to lend Bruce Wayne the ultralight prototype glider his department developed. Brilliant man. Entirely wasted as a project manager. The glider lets me get to the Roman's private bathhouse without being spotted. Dent was tipped off that a business meeting was going down here tonight. Hopefully I can get good audio from the roof.
Johnny, little Johnny, you're a man now, a strong man. And how is my sister, my beautiful, faithful sister?
Mother is well, sir. She sends her deepest devotion. She prays for your continued success.
I fear I need her prayers, Johnny. I need her son. And you have shown that you are brave as Horatius, Johnny. Have I told you of Horatius? One man on a narrow bridge holding the line against hundreds until...
It has thrilled me every time, sir. I am, of course, yours. Mother has said that there are several men who are plaguing you, sir. I need only be told their names.
Your mother is wise in her way. You see, Johnny, there are too many people in the world who ask questions, and far, far too many who give answers.
Mother said...
We must avoid more bad publicity, Johnny. Listen to me. I will tell you what must be done.
Over there, it's a woman. Over here, my face. It's a woman.
What's going on out? Let go of me, you idiot.
How did she get up here?
Who the hell?
Claws my face.
Batman. You work for the Batman. I want her alive. In pain.
How'd she get up here?
Johnny.
You don't have a chance.
Johnny? What the?
Batman, it's Batman. Oh my god, it's...
Where?
Wasting my time.
My face.
Whoa.
My face.
Huh.
Master Bruce, I've just come across a fascinating piece in the Times. Concerns the effects of lack of sleep among the marginally sane.
Quiet, Alfred.
Your mother is wise in her way. You see, Johnny, there are too many people in the world who ask questions.
If only that woman hadn't been there. The Roman was about to tell his nephew.
We must avoid more bad publicity, Johnny.
Marked increase in paranoia.
I should have crippled the Roman's nephew. Would have bought us time. No, he'd have just gotten somebody else. At least I know who he's using.
Avoid more bad publicity.
Tendency towards aberrant, even violent behavior.
He doesn't want bad publicity. It follows that he won't murder anyone. That leaves blackmail or...
Off again, sir. Shall I fetch your tights?
Never during the day, Alfred.
Last night's incident connects the Batman with the recent cat burglaries. A woman with claws, presumably Batman's assistant, is said to have...
Assistant. Now I'm his assistant. I'll have to do something really nasty next time.
Gordon, Johnny. Once a man becomes a father, he is never truly free. Listen closely.
Feeding time.
My turn, honey.
Easy now. It ain't a war.
Yes, Commissioner. Sir, Merkel's on duty. He can... Yes, sir. On my way.
Gordon is leaving his apartment. Tell the Roman.
Third-rate witness in a nickel-and-dime open-and-shut domestic grievance, and Loeb knows I've only had 2 hours sleep. Maniac. Should arrest the... Wait a minute. Heading into my building's garage. I don't recognize him. Suddenly, my stomach cold as death, and I'm twisting the wheel again. Nickel-and-dime domestic. Getting me out of the apartment. Barbara. James. Sign of the motorcycle. Plenty of places to hide in here. Come on, come on. I'm ready for you.
Drop the gun, Lieutenant. Go to the office. Wait for our call.
Jim. Jim!
If I let them go, they're dead. Can't go for a wound. Good, Barbara. Stay low. Caught one in the shoulder.
What's this supposed to happen?
Get out of here. He's crazy.
Threw my aim off. Just for a second. Behind me, a motorcycle starts. Get out of here, Barbara. Call a cop. There, I can still see them. James.
Don't. I'll kill you.
Mrs. Gordon, you have to trust me. I won't let your boy die. Brakes too late. Going too fast. Bridge shakes. I listen to the rending metal and clattering glass. I listen. The radiator hisses, spits water on the street. I don't hear a human sound. I don't hear my baby cry. The metal digs into my back. He's heavy. I'm too late. BD has Gordon pinned. Maybe if I get above them. Too late. They're going over the rail. No. The baby. No. No! Here. That's right. Dead boy. Settle down now. You're safe. You must be wearing some armor under that jacket.
Yes.
You know, I'm practically blind without my glasses. Siren's coming. You'd better go. Turns out Flass is smarter than anybody knew. He took notes on every little talk he'd had with Commissioner Lowe. Dates, times, it was all there. 2 weeks and 5 days in jail, and he remembered where he kept the notes. Loeb's holding up pretty well under the strain. Judge Norton's on the case, so I don't think Den has a chance of putting him behind bars. But word is Loeb's conferring with the mayor on the terms of his resignation. They've already got Grogan primed to replace him, who's worse. Still, things aren't so bad right now. The Roman's been at war with his sister ever since he tried to get a hired knife slid between his nephew's ribs. I had a few run-ins with his sister, back in Chicago, a few years ago. I don't envy the Roman. They were all too busy to stand in the way of my promotion to captain. Sarah's in New York, doing well, I hear. Barbara's not crazy about the marriage counselor, but we're making progress. As for me, well, there's a real panic on. Somebody's threatened to poison the Gotham Reservoir. Calls himself the Joker. I've got a friend coming who might be able to help. Should be here any minute.
Year 1. Written by Frank Miller, with art by David Mazzucchelli. Adapted and edited by Chris Buckeye. Music by Jennifer Buckeye. Sound effects sourced from Zapsplat.com. Featuring the voices of Chris Buckeye and Jennifer Buckeye. Batman was created by Bill Finger with Bob Kane. All characters are copyright DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no infringement intended.